Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I can't read some of these.
I know. I'm the wussy.
I just can't read some of them. Oh, man.
I know.
The Take with Andy Sweeney. And James Strebel.
And then, all right.
Save that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That party that they're, that wasn't anything involved with that. That's, what the hell? Pagan blood orgies. Jeez, what do you think's going on up there?
Andy stepped out for a minute, and he's not back yet. So, hey, process what's going on. It's James Strebel with Andy Sweeney, who will soon return here on The Take on a Monday. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. You want to do that to get in the show?
See, that's what I get for not checking. That's all.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Andy's gonna like roundhouse kick me tomorrow after this.
He in fact, may roundhouse kick you tomorrow after this. But regardless, we're still here. We're still going on. So process, we've built it up, and as soon as Andy gets back,
ready
to go, we'll go into your weekend and the rave. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Things we've talked about today, Mark Stoops being terrified and scared of the probability that the ACC or the SEC will be going to 9 games next season, starting as soon as next season. He's not going to like that, and it's going to take one of his cupcakes off the schedule. We talked a lot about this UofL media golf outing today, where our guy Lachlan McLean is in attendance for years and years. Lachlan McLean were on these airwaves saying how impartial he is and that he's reality check radio, and here he is taking the first chance that he's gotten to go out and hobnob with UofL media, UofL bigwigs. You know Lachlan McLean's taking advantage of that.
If it was offered to you, would you have gone? If they said,
me?
Yeah, go to the UofL golf event and rub shoulders with and rub elbows with all the big wigs. Would you do it?
Yes, and Eddie's back.
Okay, good.
Yes, I would do it.
No, process couldn't like throw another minute on there.
No,
that's what I get for not checking. The one time I don't check,
I'm hanging it's out fun. And I hear the show open. It's like, oh bleep, here we go. So
and you went to immediately crushing Lock. I like that.
Yeah, I was recapping the
I
show. Things that we've talked about today so far.
That's what we have talked about today.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. Process, how much did you talk about what you did over the weekend?
Zero.
Or over the week. How much did you talk about that on the Diener Show today? Not very much?
No, it was John L's day.
Well, who's in tomorrow? Is it Blankenbaker?
I don't know. Blankenbaker. I think
probably
it's Blankenbaker.
Probably Blank because Biscuit's on...
he's on vacation.
He's on leave. Yeah. He's on vacation.
He's in Florida. I think
is he really?
I saw on Facebook. Yes.
It's a bold move. Not many people go to Florida.
Yeah, it's a place where, you know, it's kind of secret.
Scotty D's there, too.
Scotty D's in Florida, too?
Yep.
How's he doing the Scotty D show?
Someone else is doing it.
Oh, someone else is doing it today. Oh,
I love your worry about that.
Well, I was, you know, I mean, he's
something
he's
you've
in Florida.
Never listened to.
Yeah, I think I may have heard some of it. I've seen it live in person before. Does that count? I was in the studio when he was doing it one day.
It's not Oprah.
So go ahead here, process. What did you do? Now, you went to Jersey, right?
I went down the shore, went to a rave, and there's Jell-O shot all over my shoe. And, I don't know. What questions do you have?
Well, the rave. How did you end up at a rave? How does one
end up at a
rave?
So the place is called the OD, which is a great name for a rave.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
the
of course
OD.
It is.
I like that.
And it was just blaring music, and people just kept handing me shots, and I don't know. And there were people handing out aspirin. I didn't take any, but it definitely wasn't aspirin. And, I was in my element and also out of my element, and I was a dancing fool. Also because I was trashed.
Well, who are you with?
I don't know. I got like a crew down there, like a crew of people. I just down there seeing. Yeah, we're not like family or anything. I was with my crew.
So what does your crew consist of? Like, what are the dynamics?
Mostly Italians.
Okay, men, women,
both
your age,
both men, okay. Women, my age, mostly Italians.
Okay, so hang on. When you go on these vacations,
yes.
You're not going back to Philly then. You're going to the Jersey Shore.
It depends. Sometimes I go to Philly. Sometimes I go to the shore.
Okay, so so this time you went to the shore.
Yeah.
Are you seeing, is it family? Who is there, or are these just buddies, you know, that you know?
It's a mix. So, I mean, since I've been doing the Philadelphia trek for years at this point, you see the family at the beginning of the trip.
Right.
And you get it out of the way. And then after that, you just hang out with your friends and you go party or run around the city, or you go to the Jersey Shore and run around there and do nonsense.
Okay, so that's what you did then. So you were with you weren't always staying with your family then.
No. No, I was staying.
Were you by yourself, or were you with, like, your dad and stuff like that?
No, me and my brother.
Okay, now it's making more sense.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So you and your brother went up there. You went to the shul, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think that was a rave. I think that was just, you know, a club.
Yeah.
That sounds like just a club.
Might have been both. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't remember most of that night.
Okay, so what were you drinking? What was the scene like? You were dancing. Do you remember any of the dancing?
No, I don't remember most of the dancing. I just remember rolling in there, getting handed a bunch of shots. I had one that tasted like tequila, or a few that were tequila. I had one that tasted like iced tea for some reason. A lot of beer and rum and cokes.
So everything.
You mixed all your alcohols.
Yeah, so you mixed everything. Whoa. You possibly
Yeah, but, you
could.
Know, I still try. I like to follow the old saying, you know, liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never sicker. So, you know,
okay.
You go with the liquor first, and then you're good.
So what do you wear when you go out on a night like that?
I wear what I usually wear when I'm not working, so I'll button down some khaki shorts.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. You wear
shorts? I've never seen you wear shorts before.
Yeah, no.
Neither have I.
Yeah, no. I mean, I only wear a coat in here and jeans all the time because I'm rolling out of bed and I'm stumbling. I mean, it's not a secret. I'm useless as hell during the first hour of the Diener Show because I'm still waking up. But, you know, yeah, I wear shorts and button downs when I'm not around, or I wear jeans and button downs.
Okay.
What kind of shoes?
Well, you said you were hanging out with mostly Italians.
Yeah.
What's that scene like?
Loud.
Very loud, abrasive.
Loud, abrasive, all the above. Every stereotype you could think of is that.
Okay. This is my main question. Did you have glow sticks?
No.
Oh, I said no.
Well, did anyone else? It's not a rave. Don't you have
glow
sticks?
Yeah, you have glow sticks if you're at a rave.
Yeah, somebody had glow sticks.
Like, were they widespread? Or was it just, like, one person?
I don't know. People were, like, wearing, like, light-up bleep around their necks. I don't know. That wasn't really glow sticks. It was just, like, people wearing necklaces that were, like, all blinking and stuff. I don't know. I don't remember most of the night. It's a blur.
So you didn't take the aspirin.
Did you ever kind of black out a little bit, and then you come to, and you were outside just crushing a heater?
Yeah.
I didn't come to until the next morning, and I was, like, you know, my head felt like it was pounded in horribly.
Was it mostly like EDM music?
It was, yeah, it was EDM. Dudes were the band and the DJ, because it was a band and a DJ that kept switching off. They were like climbing the ceilings.
Whoa.
You sure you didn't take one
Are
of those
sure?
Tylenols?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I didn't. Nah, hey, Bill Cosby's taught me if somebody offers you a strange, you know, pill, you don't take it.
What do I say?
I don't.
You're silent right now. You're done. You turned your mic off, essentially.
He gave a Bill Cosby take.
I'll make the joke.
My God. I don't know what to do here.
I'm looking for the pivot right now.
There's no pivot.
We're just looking at each other right now.
We're in the abyss, staring out upwards, trying to get out of it. That's what's happening. Good grief. My God.
That's not even the darkest joke I've said on this show today, I feel like.
I disagree. I wholeheartedly disagree. I think that's the darkest. That may be the darkest I've heard.
Oh, I disagree.
From you. I don't know. I've heard worse, but
what do I do with process?
I don't know.
What do I do? I'm just sitting here right now.
We could further dissect the
Texas says buy, process a drug test.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
I'll pass it with flying colors, my man.
It's not a bad idea.
Should we do, like, is that a bit? You want to give me a drug test on air?
Who was it? It was the Office episode, was it not? It was the Office episode.
Oh, yeah, with Michael Scott, because he went to a concert.
Where Michael, Alicia Keys.
Yes, he went to Alicia Keys.
He went to an Alicia Keys
concert.
And he
was around someone that was smoking pot, and he, like, inhaled the smoke, and Dwight had to cheat for him, yes.
Texas says, back in my day, I always took the pill. No, that's scary.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, no, absolutely not.
Speaking of all this stuff, 4379680, MTV turned 40 years old.
Yes, they did. And to celebrate.
But I didn't know they've given up as much as they have, just because I don't watch MTV.
Nobody does.
Like, in years.
Yeah, that's the point. Nobody watches. See, here's the problem I have. MTV used to mean something. They pushed the envelope. They were cutting edge. They challenged social norms and mores. They did all these things, all these great things with their music videos, political stances, MTV News. You had Headbangers Ball, Yo MTV Raps, 120 Minutes, all this groundbreaking television. And this is the way they celebrated their 40th anniversary.
But even back in the day, they had, like, Real World and Road Rules and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was immensely popular.
It was immensely popular. They had
original programming.
Absolutely.
That was iconic at times.
And riveting, yeah. But the Real World.
But you understand.
The
yes.
Real World devolved in from, like, a social experiment to, let's just throw a bunch of drunk people in a condo and let them, you know, rain havoc. So it basically evolved into Jersey Shore and that show they did, West Virginia Buck Wild or whatever it was. So, but you had social commentary, social experimentation. You had videos that mattered. And for their 40th anniversary, they ran a marathon of ridiculousness. That's how they celebrated all the great things that they've done, that they contributed to society and pop culture. They celebrate by showing the Tosh.0 ripoff show with Rob Dyrdek, who still looks like a. I don't like him at all. I can't stand him. I could do. Look, here's the thing about Rob Dyrdek. He's making money. Good for him. But we all do what he does. We all sit around on our iPhones and our iPads, our computers, and we watch stupid videos to make fun of him. That's not a show.
What was he? Waste of damn time. What was
he? He's like a skateboarder.
Yeah,
right?
he was a skateboarder.
Yeah, the skateboarder.
For D.C.
Yeah, he's the D.C. guy. You're exactly right. So MTV doesn't matter. It's the most worthless television station on TV. It needs to be taken off the air. It's a disgrace.
Why is it not taken off the air?
I don't know, man.
Who's funding it?
Viacom.
Viacom owns it.
Valuable a commodity for Viacom, just based on the name itself, on the viewership. Right. It's the name. It's the brand.
It's the name. Even though nobody watches it. Nobody watches it at all. And it's
what
a sad
fall. Let me ask you this. What shows could they do?
Bring back TRL with that douche Carson Daly.
What could they do?
I don't know. That's the problem. They were always one step ahead of everybody.
Well, they created all that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. They're always cooler and smarter and more on edge than everybody. Now they just show reruns and they show movies on there. Like, they're showing Step Brothers today. Like, I can't see Step Brothers ever. I can't log on to any of my streaming services and see Step Brothers. It's got to be on MTV. I can't freaking stand it. It's the one thing.
Why does it bother you so much? You want to see Pearl Jam videos.
Yeah.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah, not just Pearl Jam videos. I mean, they don't showcase music artists anymore. There's nothing musical about it. They do the MTV Video Music Awards, which is an absolute joke now. Nobody watches it. There are no videos. You got to go to Vivo or whatever to see them. There's no videos. Yeah. They're not showcasing any young, up-and-coming talent, no rebellion, nothing. That's what I grew up on in the 90s, man.
You're fired up right now.
I am fired up. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Metallica, NWA, Public Enemy, Naughty by Nature, all this stuff that pushed social norms, and it's all gone. It's just now funny internet videos that he ripped off of Daniel Tosh. It's sickening.
Texas says, bring back the Hills and Laguna Beach.
No, those shows suck, too. They were part of the problem. They found easy, cheap ways to make television with that crap programming, and they pivoted all the way to it. And then once everybody started doing it, they were left with their in their hand, and then they show Rob Dyrdek all day.
Texas says, does Round Eddie go back to school tomorrow?
No, 18th.
Well, the 18th?
Yeah.
Wow. That's got a long time.
Hell yeah.
Look at you.
Taking advantage of it, too.
Why so late? Isn't JCPS back this week? It's this
week, isn't it? No, I don't think
or
so.
Or is it next week?
No, JCPS goes back around the same time.
I had no idea.
A lot of Indiana schools are back tomorrow, though.
Did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of Indiana schools are back tomorrow.
Texas says, does Diener know this side of the process?
Absolutely.
Does he really, though?
I think he does.
Texas says, you guys aren't into Siesta Key like the VP.
I don't even know what Siesta Key is.
It's a show.
I figured it's like
a Laguna Beach type show.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so
that's what I believe is the case.
You know, privileged rich jerk sitting around doing things that you shouldn't be concerned about.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Texas says, Strebel sounds like a boomer. Yeah, but he is right.
I can, if I'm going to sound like a boomer, I'll sound like a boomer on this. Like, I'll be the old man yelling on your porch.
They don't. It's not like they're. It's not like they're doing programming that you want to watch. They're doing programming that you're not going to watch.
That you don't care about.
Right. It would be different. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's probably radio people that think you can just take all the local people off, get rid of all the shows, and run ESPN 24/7 or CBS and maybe have one show. But, you know, you're not. I mean, your budget's going to be nothing compared to having, you know, what we have, 14, 15,
sure,
whatever hours of live programming, depending on the particular day. But, I mean, there's I don't click on their station.
Nobody
They don't give you reason when they run 3 days of ridiculousness to ever click on their station.
Yeah, and now apparently they've got a new show that's just like Ridiculousness, only hosted by Snooki. It's called Messiness. So it's the same concept. Snooki watches internet videos and laughs at it. That's how far they've devolved into nothingness. I mean, at least HBO, like, HBO's been around a long, long time. They got HBO Max. They figured out ways to, like, draw you in and make you be part of their programming again. It's like, hey, you join HBO Max, you can watch, you know, whatever movies it in Hollywood this
So
week.
You're not subscribing to MTV Max.
What would they put on it?
I don't know.
I subscribe to it if it's actually, videos.
That's a lie.
I subscribe to a lot of streaming stuff. I've got Hulu. I've
16
got...
and pregnant.
Oh, my wife loves that. They don't even show that anymore.
God, why? Why does your wife watch that?
Jesus. She watches that and, like, Teen Mom loves them. But they don't even show that anymore.
Speaking of, you put up being gross about how you're in love. You put up that picture today on Facebook.
Yeah.
Young Love. What did it say?
It's just Young Love.
Young Love.
Yeah. We were at the Bat Stadium watching Dave Matthews Band. That was before we were engaged.
Really?
Or anything. Yeah.
Oh, how douchey is that?
It was an awesome night.
Dave Matthews. I remember when Dave Matthews' band rolled through Slugger Field.
They did. It was them and Willie Nelson. Yeah.
How about that?
I was there. Yeah. I just said it popped up. We look, you know, well, I look a lot younger than that. She looks the same.
Texter says, that's not what you said. I saw that. You're backtracking. Room Raiders. Process, you would be at the top of the list. If you could Room Raider one person at ESPN Louisville, who would it be?
Room Raider? What does that mean?
You don't know Room Raiders?
I don't watch MTV.
Okay, so this is years ago. They used to have, you know, I guess this is just the premise, right? They used to go to people's rooms.
Yeah, and just, like, go through their stuff.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, I feel like I don't want to say Nick Valvano because first off, that's easy, and I feel like you'd find a ferret. Something tells me that Patty Ice has like a kegger and a bag of Molly, so maybe I'd go raid that room.
Bag of Molly.
Do you want to hit the legal ID process? Yeah. Just hit the legal ID, I guess.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
Texas says, I'm late today, fellas. Have you talked statue talk? Question mark. That has to be fun. That has to be someone smiling at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit. Texter, MTV Spring Break programming was legendary.
Oh, it was awesome. I loved it.
Oh, you're damn right.
The Spring Break.
That's how Blink-182 got big, Process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought MTV Spring Break was like the Sugar Ray type deal, like the Mark McGrath. Was that not that?
No, not at all.
Actually used to put on, like Andy was saying, like Blink-182 and good bands. They also had the MTV Summer House. You remember the Summer House?
Oh, yeah,
the Summer House. The Summer House was awesome. Daisy Fuentes.
Texas says, what was the Dave Matthews Band concert? Was it before or after the break?
Oh, we weren't even engaged yet. We were just dating. Yeah, we were just dating. Yeah, that was dating time. The second dating time, yes.
Process, do you know this story at all? Do you have any idea what
about
we're talking about right now?
Round Daddy took a break with his wife while they were engaged, right? Am I on the right track here?
That's it. You are on the right track.
How about that?
Yes.
There you go.
See, I pay attention.
You do pay attention. Good for you.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680. Texter says, never take the pill. Found myself asleep in the middle of Godsmack and a Stain concert at the Louisville Gardens in 2000.
Oh, that sounds like the worst hell ever. That sounds like Woodstock 99, but in Louisville.
I've seen both of those bands.
Texas says, what's Treble's favorite DMB song?
That's a great question. I don't know. I kind of like, I don't know. I got a lot of good ones. But I guess I'm partial to Tripping Billy's is a pretty good one.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm saying, right, okay. You know what? I'm lying. I'm saying okay like I have any idea.
Oh, okay. That was off their Crash album.
Yeah, no, there gun to my head, I couldn't name you a Dave Matthews Band song.
It would just be the Crash one. That's the only one. You did have one person comment on your Young Love.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, a lady by the name of Sandy.
Oh.
Cute couple.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you,
Sandy. Yes.
Thank you for that.
Is that
Facebook.
Your mother-in-law?
No.
Okay.
That's Cappy. That's my mother-in-law.
That's such a mother-in-law type name. Like the type of mother-in-law that makes you pack her bags would be named Kathy.
She doesn't make me pack her bags.
You had to pack the bags.
I put the bag in the van.
She packed the bag.
No, she
You packed
her
it
bag.
All up, though, right?
I took the bag, and I put it in the van with the rest of the bags.
She beat your ass when you messed up her delicates.
No, she didn't. She's very nice. I actually get along with her. It's not a hostile
relationship.
Yeah, her delicates.
It's a gross word.
I didn't know what else to call them.
Isn't it a gross word?
It's a weird
underwear.
Term, but I didn't know what to call them.
Undergarments.
I don't know if that's worse.
Let's settle this right now.
Bad.
Have you ever physically packed your mother-in-law's undergarments?
No, not at all. Absolutely
you have
not
done that?
Not done that. No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Absolutely not. Again, everything's in the duffel bag. I just take
the duffel bag. Duffel bag?
Yeah.
What are you guys taking?
Her
money?
Army fatigues.
A duffel bag.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a suitcase?
She does, but it cuts down on room if it's a duffel bag. If you can fit everything into a duffel bag, it cuts down on room. You can fit more stuff in there.
I would agree with that, but so you don't have...
I took a duffel bag.
So you take a duffel bag.
My wife takes her old Bellarmine volleyball duffel bag. Yeah.
She's a volleyball what? What are we doing here?
Yeah, she packs her Bellarmine volleyball duffel bag.
Oh, she's a volleyball player.
You
didn't know. I don't know.
Oh, really? Yeah, she played volleyball for Bellarmine.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, she's a volleyball player. She's way more athletic than I am.
Thank you for that. Such a
I have no response.
Such a
it's
line.
True.
To, such a book to jump over.
Yeah,
right
it's
there.
True.
You're more athletic than Sreeble.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you guys this, and I think this is an easy answer. I think it is for you guys.
Okay.
But I wonder about everybody else. Did you see the Quinn, what's his name? Is it Ewers?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Process, I don't know if you know who this is. Look up his name. E-W.
I think it's Ewers.
Ewers, E-R-S.
Yeah.
He's got the...
He's got a mullet.
But it's like, it's, you know, it's a trendy mullet process.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers.
And he is seen as the best prospect since Vince Young.
Yes.
In some rankings. Okay, so this is a well-respected in the recruiting world. And he is now, and this has been picking up steam, okay? People didn't know exactly what he was going to do. Because you can graduate high school, you know, essentially early.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just something, even when, you know, I'm 37, even, you know, growing up, it's something that I never even thought of,
college
right?
Basketball so, players do it all the time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so, Quinn, is it Ewers?
Ewers. E-W-E-R-S.
Top-ranked high school football in the class of 2022. He's going to skip his final year and enroll at Ohio State.
Yes.
And he's going to be eligible to play.
Yeah, right
okay?
away.
So, I don't know what Ohio State's quarterback situation is. I don't know if this is one of those things where eventually this year this guy plays. I don't know if it's he's not ready this year, even though he's on campus. He'll be ready the next year, so you get 2 years of him before he then has to head to the NFL. I don't know. I guess he only had like one class or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So this guy had a little bit of the Matt Leinart. Remember Matt Leinart hung around USC one extra year and took ballroom dancing.
Oh, he did. Yes, remember just to be in college.
Process.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that. Everyone was like, "Oh, it's great." You know, USC. They always had these great teams. He was like a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to go back and take ballroom dancing, making a mockery of it, playing football. USC was this fun, you know, pro factory at that point.
That it
felt like this guy was doing something at the time. Like it was shocking, right?
Yeah, yeah. He went 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is on a lower stage, but Matt Leiner chose, instead of being drafted in the first round, this guy chose to come back and live the big man on campus year.
Have fun. Absolutely. Okay? Go come back, have
this,
fun.
This kid essentially was going to be playing high school football while having a very little class load. But being the big man on campus, I actually don't know where he's from. I should
is
look
he from
that up.
Texas?
He's from South Lake, Texas. I'm staring at it right now.
Yeah, I thought he's from Texas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or to just go to Ohio State. Which one do you choose there?
Oh, that's
does
easy
everyone
for me.
Everyone chooses now Ohio State?
No.
Yeah.
I stay and I'm BMOC.
See, okay, I figured this would be the case. I knew me in process would be like, go to college, get your career going. Everything else.
No,
but you would stick around one more year. I knew it.
One more year, and I would enjoy all the. Because when you go to Ohio State, like you said, you're the big fish or the big fish in a big pond. You stay home in whatever Lake Texas. You're the big fish in the little pond, and you're reaping all the benefits. Now he's probably been reaping these.
He's reaping
starting
some benefits.
Quarterback of the football team is a pretty nice, you know.
Yeah, at Ohio State,
but he's not going to start. Like he'll start.
Well, here it is. Their starter in Phil Steele. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
We're looking at like freshman C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Now I don't know if he's a redshirt freshman or what.
Okay.
So I mean. Ohio State might be in a little bit of problems here.
Let's say they've had a good run of quarterbacks at Ohio State.
The last time Ohio State had zero career pass attempts at quarterback was back in 1952.
Oh,
this kid made the easiest decision. He's done with high school and says sitting around with a bunch of mid-level coaches.
Yeah.
You go and you begin your college career.
That's
you make the NIL money.
Yeah.
And it looks like it might be one of those things at some point this year, maybe you get on the field.
Yeah.
If not, you don't play. You beat these jokers out. You have 2 years, then you go to the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know. He could go and do that. I don't know. I understand why he's doing it, and that's fine. But, I mean, I would stay and stay home and have fun.
Senioritis is a thing, man.
It doesn't matter if he has senioritis or not. He knows he's going to Ohio State.
If he's
got all the caseload done, it doesn't matter. I would do the Matt Leiner. What Matt Leiner did was awesome. I totally agree with what
Matt Leiner did. But Matt Leiner was the big man on campus at USC, which was like it was the big deal in Los Angeles because it was around the time where the Lakers were, you know, Shaq was leaving.
I agree with
and the
that.
Dodgers weren't really anything and who cared about the Clippers. That was the right thing to do, and we saw Matt Leiner turn into, so you're right. He made the right decision. This guy has the chance to go be the quarterback
as
the number one recruit of Ohio State and be the big man on campus at one of the biggest football institutions in the country.
He's not going to be the big man on campus
I think you go because there's a good chance that he will.
He could, but what if he goes in and he's senior in high school? He's 17 years old. He goes in and gets a crap beat out of him in practice.
Look,
he's
if like, Jameis can win the Heisman as a redshirt freshman.
One more year of development.
Development what? Some
like
Texas high school?
Well, no, they had, all these guys hire like personal trainers. All these guys hire personal trainers.
But what's better? What's better, sit around 1 year at Ohio State and get that or at Texas?
I would stay in Texas and have fun. That's what I would do because I guarantee he's not going to be having as much fun at Ohio State that you'd be having in Texas.
Let's pause everything. Nick Valvano just texted me right now. Just right now.
Okay.
He says, I'm on the board while Patty Ice poops. Blank is on fire right now. I don't know if he's wrong, though. It's mega Bolshevik, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
We got to find out what he's saying.
Yeah, what is he talking about? What is Blankenbaker? What's he mega Bolshevik about? Nothing's really happened.
Is it mega or is it MAGA?
MAGA.
Well, I'm asking which one the guy.
I think he's mega Bolshevik. I don't think Blankenbaker's MAGA. Mega. MEGA.
Process, when's the last time you listened to Ben Shapiro?
God, I don't know. It's been a while. I've been really on Bill Maher lately. That's been my kick.
What about Rachel Maddow? When's the last time
you watched
it?
It's been a minute. I'm telling you, it's been Bill Maher for a while. It's only once a week, so I can sit there and like watch it and I don't really have time to listen to podcasts every single day anymore.
Just go real time.
You don't have time for it.
Well, no, it's not like back in the day when I was like working board op at night where I could just throw something on in the background, or I was unloading boxes at Target where I could just, you know, do it while I unloaded boxes, listen to it with my ears.
Oh, I forgot you worked at Target. I forgot about that.
Texas says it's because Texas High School won't allow him to make money. That's a huge part of it. I would also offer Ohio State doesn't have too ingrained of a quarterback right now. I would also offer that. That's part of it. If they had, you know, if you knew there were 2 years of Justin Fields on the table,
then you don't go.
Then you sit for another year. Exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, developmentally, is he ready?
See. Hang on, let's see.
And Dabo's the mayor.
Yeah.
And Baylor, basically.
That's not Blankenbaker screaming.
No, we wanted Bolshevik Blank. That's Baylor and Clemson talk. Ugh.
Texter says, I was at Willie and the DMB concert. My buddy got hammered, ghosted us, hitched a ride from a random redneck in the back of his truck.
There you go.
This sounds like the plot to Deliverance.
When we found him in the hotel room, he was passed out with police caution tape wrapped around him, and to this day has no idea how it got on him.
That's awesome. Sounds like a great time. I miss those days.
Texas says, did Strebel say you're a big fish in a big pond?
Yeah, big fish. No, big fish in a little, or little fish in a big pond.
Texas says, mega MAGA. Texas says, you guys know the Blankenbaker went to Nashville to watch Garth this weekend. Then it got canceled due to weather.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it gave me life.
The upset for me was that Diener didn't know.
He had no idea.
He had no idea, and that shocked me because, you know, he and Blankenbaker have a relationship. They're great friends. And for them, like, for Blankenbaker not to text Drew Deere and say, I'm really disappointed, I didn't get to see.
He had to buy tickets or anything like that. I'm shocked by it.
Yeah, but, I mean, for Blankenbaker not to tell Deere what happened or Deere not to pay attention, that gives me a little bit of a worry.
Yeah, they strike me. I think Rummage is really moving in there as Deere's number one guy because, you know, he's local. He's in the area. And I feel like Blankenbaker and Diener tell each other everything, and I'm very upset by this. I think it's going to hurt the show with Blankenbaker and Diener's bromance coming to an inevitable end.
It's on the outs.
It
is. No way. The breakup is always the best. What are you talking about? That's the best content. Texter says, not a shock. Strebel would want to stay in high school. Yeah. Texter, Strebel wanting to stay in high school makes me think he gets aroused with the storyline of Varsity Blues.
No, it's a fine movie, but I'm just saying that, again, If he thinks he's ready and he's going to make some money, go to Ohio State, that's fine. I'm just saying what I would do. I'd just wait a year, have fun, do whatever the hell I wanted to, not have the rigors of Ohio State and just be the big guy.
Yeah, but he wants those. He's going to go be a quarterback.
Maybe.
He's
I don't
the
know.
QB,
but
baby.
Again, if he,
that's different than the
again,
rigors of whatever your life was.
He's 17 years old, and when you have a 20-year-old defensive lineman that weighs 350 pounds running into you, things may change.
It's a different world.
It's
totally
also Texas
world.
Football. I mean, those people are animals down there.
They are animals, 100%.
Texas says, if you stay in school, this one. Process won't drink a White Claw, but will take a Jell-O shot.
When a hot chick offers you a Jell-O shot, you drink it.
Hang on. Process won't drink a White Claw, but will take a Jell-O shot that you have to suck with your tongue. Nobody looks manly taking a Jell-O shot.
See my last comment. When a hot chick offers you a Jell-O shot, you take it. Fact.
Well, I agree with both of them.
I mean, there's not really... I don't mind Jell-O shots. I like Jell-O shots.
Texas says, I have a theory. Rummage doesn't drink, so now Diener never has to drive.
Wow. That's a great play.
That's a really good theory.
You know, when I was in college, we had a friend that didn't drink.
Yeah, his name's Jason Anderson.
No.
We used to go on these final
trips. Wait. Jason doesn't drink?
I never had to worry about it.
Yeah, Andy's like, you just drive me around.
Yeah,
it's
do whatever
great.
You want.
Got to find one of those. It's a gym.
Texter says, does it shock you that Matt Jones spent his youth at tent revivals? Texter says, Strebel would want one more chance in high school to claim he is Tim Couch.
Yeah.
Tell Process about that trip.
Okay.
Real quick.
So, yeah, real quick. I went to Washington, D.C. my senior year of high school. And
tell him what happened in the hotel room.
There's two things.
There's two things that happened on his trip, Process.
They're both great. Well, one's greater than the other. But anyway, I had a Tim Couch jersey on because, of course. And I was in an art museum in Washington, D.C.
He's in an art museum and a Tim Couch jersey.
Yeah. And this other
Put that up. Should you wear a Tim Couch jersey to an art museum? Put that up, Hattie.
No.
ESPN 680 Bedford's Twitter poll. Oh, you had to, they had, people had to think you were Gomer Pyle.
That's, well,
which is a musty reference, yes, that we mentioned
last
week.
That's like the mustiest reference you have ever made.
Ryan gave a Gomer Pyle impression.
Dude, I swear to you, caller Ryan, I know you're listening right now. I got in the car and Issel and Pratt and Bob was on break. I'm trying to think what time. Yeah, Bob was on break. So I was flipping around and Jerry Eves is on at noon on 1080.
Right.
And I swear to you, I hit the button. The first thing I heard was caller Ryan.
Oh, really? Calling in Jerry? He said he listened to Jerry Eves.
Yeah. And I was like, man, he was better with us.
He was.
Anyway, go ahead.
All
right, what were
so
you talking
about? I was
wearing
a Tim Couch jersey in an art museum. And this another girl that was on a high school trip came up to me, and she was like, hey, are you like a famous athlete or something? And I said, yeah, I'm Tim Couch. I'm a professional football player. He's a rookie at Cleveland at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this girl was like, oh, cool. So we walked around together in the museum, and then I kissed her in the museum.
You're either a legend or the biggest dope I've ever met. I can't tell which.
It was awesome. It worked out great.
Do you remember what painting or exhibit it was by?
Man, it was like by a stairwell.
It was by a stairwell.
Yeah, like in a stairwell, yeah.
So there wasn't like Da Vinci, or there wasn't anything around there?
No, art. We like kind of snuck away for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Just to be alone. So there weren't like, lingering eyes. So then that was the first thing that happened. And then another thing that happened was, the boys were in a room, girls were in a room. There was no commingling. And so we were getting ready to go out to eat, and I went down to the girls' room, and I knocked on the door, answered the door. A friend of mine pantsed me in front of all these girls, but he got the underwear as well. So they got the whole show.
And what did they say? What was their reaction?
I don't know, because I was so mad that I pulled up my pants and I ran after
them. Did they laugh? Do you think they laughed, or do you think they acted like it was the golden briefcase in Pulp Fiction?
I think it was just shock. It was just shock and awe, I think, is what it was.
All right.
It was.
How old were you with your friend pantsing you?
18.
Your friend pantsed you at 18?
It was all shenanigans. The entire trip.
At 18?
Yeah.
No, you pants somebody when you're like 12.
That's why I went to try to beat him up.
I have no. Okay, so you have the highs of pretending to be Tim Couch, who now would not be cool at all, and the lows of being pantsed all the way in front of a group of chicks who may or may not have laughed at you.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, exactly right.
Texas says, was the girl at the museum named Caller Emily?
No, I don't. I wish I remembered her name. I don't know what her name is. I don't recall.
Texas says, how mad was Blankenbaker that Garth Brooks was canceled? Oh, he had to be pissed.
He had to be furious.
That's an expensive trip down there, man. Nashville's expensive. Those were expensive tickets. I saw his seats were good, too.
They're probably like, what, $250?
Oh, I don't know.
$500 a pop, something like that.
I don't know, but he had good seats, and then hotels are expensive.
Absolutely.
And getting around and food and drink. Like Nashville's expensive.
Absolutely.
There was a lot going on that night. There was like Luke Bryant the night before? Was it Jason Aldean that was there? Brought on Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, Luke Bryant brought Morgan Wallen on.
Biggest lie that Mitch has ever told is that he stopped listening to Morgan Wallen.
Oh, 100%.
No one believed him. I didn't believe him, but I let him go.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't want to beat him over the head with.
I just let him go.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Mitch, that's fine, because he never stopped. Absolutely not.
No. Like, that's my response. He did not stop listening to Morgan Wallen.
No, he didn't. And he was so he was so excited on Saturday night.
He
texted us. He sent a picture of Morgan Wallen on stage. He was like, he's back. He's so pumped.
No, you don't come back from that. You don't come back from that at all. It's gross.
Process, you made a Bill Cosby joke and stopped the show 35 minutes ago.
You're damn right I did.
I don't need you to be, while I agree with a lot of the things you're saying here, I don't need you to be the arbitrator on those things. Yeah. I think you
this
lost that privilege somewhere along the line.
I've lost that privilege years ago, okay?
437-9680 Texas says, did she offer you a pill, Process?
No, she did not.
I wish he would have.
I was offered a J. I did not want one though.
You're offered a J.
Somebody offered me a J, and I'm like, I'm good.
Texas says Streeple's girl stories are cringy.
How? I don't think they're cringy.
Texas says, so Streeple began by lying to girls.
Yeah. Yeah. In that instance, yes. It was funny. It was a funny thing. It was hilarious.
Texas says, is the process the worst? He's so high and mighty, it's his way or the highway. He cannot reason with those people.
Just to that texter and
basically,
not to anybody
yeah,
else.
Basically.
Just to that texter, I am the smartest guy in the room at all times, every room I've ever walked in. Just to you. Not everybody else. I can be normal to everybody else. But you, I am the smartest guy in the room.
Dang.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Oh, we've accomplished nothing today.
Not a thing.
Absolutely nothing today.
But there's nothing. That's the struggle. With right now, because we're on the precipice of football season, is getting ready to begin, the media days, all that stuff, and we're just in limbo right now. We're just waiting for it to happen.
You don't care. Well, Stoops ain't going to say anything in media day. My prediction is this. You know, Kentucky will play both quarterbacks week one.
Oh, I could totally see that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm interested if they even, they give a guy the job and they're like, yo, you need to be ready for week two, or they try to do some back and forth BS.
They can't.
Because I don't believe in that. You put one guy in, he won the job, you go score 60 against ULM.
I'm with you.
That's how I feel.
I don't want him to do it, but I think you're right. I think we're going to see both guys. But then if they're at that point and they're still struggling between Joey Gatewood or Will Levis, and you got Missouri coming up in game two, that ain't good. That's not a good. Here's my prediction. If they play two quarterbacks in the first game, they're in trouble. If we see both guys in the first game of the season, they're in trouble. That means that they don't have anybody that they feel confident, worth a damn, that can win them 7, 8, 9 games. We better not see two quarterbacks in the first game unless it's a blowout and you throw whoever the second string guys in at the end just to get some reps. That's the only way I want to see it.
Texas says, Andy acting like Nash Vegas is more expensive than Vegas. I mean, it's not because you don't have to fly.
Right, but it's pretty damn expensive. I mean, from the time I was going with the Music City Bowls, and now it's exponentially worse.
You haven't been in years.
Oh, I haven't been in years.
Why don't you take the wife to Nashville? Little weekend. You can, come on, little country weekend.
Well, we're doing a weekend in a couple of weeks.
No, you're not doing
a
weekend.
We are doing a weekend. We're going. Yes, we are. We're going to the Railbird Fest in Lexington, just the two of us.
There you go.
Yeah. So
who's performing there? I have no idea.
My Morning Jacket, Jason Isbell, Dave Matthews Band, and a bunch of
others. Of course.
Yeah.
How have we had two Dave Matthews Band references in a whole show? I can't believe it.
Have you bought tickets?
Yeah, we got tickets
and
everything.
You got tickets and everything.
Yeah, I got tickets and everything. I got them
So are you going up there on Saturday? Going up there Saturday?
Yep, going there Saturday morning. Got a hotel room.
You going to KSR Bar?
I don't know if we'll have time. We might. We might make it over there.
We'll have time.
We might make it over there. But, yeah, we get the hotel room, the whole 9 yards.
How about that? Is that a two-day thing or a one-day thing?
Two-day thing, August 28th and 29th.
There you go.
Yep. Can't wait.
Who has faker girl stories? Is a process or Streeble?
Those stories are 100% real. 100% real. You couldn't make that up if you tried.
Texas says, is process going to do his NFL week in review or be a coward like last year?
We'll see. We will see.
Oh, come on.
I mean, look,
the
jokes are getting, like, every time I sit there and think of a joke, it's just too dark. And I'm just like, geez, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing. We loved it. It was the best thing
I don't believe him. He's the guy that says, I work too hard.
No, I am not. I don't work hard. I am a complete slacker. I absolutely do not work hard.
Well, that's what you're doing here. That's the reason you're not doing the NFL Week in Review.
No, I'm not saying I'm working hard. I'm saying the jokes thinking of in my head and writing down. I'm like, I can't say this on the radio. It's way too dark.
You just dropped a Bill Cosby joke.
That's a one-off.
It's funny. It's funny.
Texas says, wow, Arch Manning going to U of L. That's a great
joke. That's great. you know what? That's fantastic.
Man.
That's the best text of the day.
Several Molson Coors brands, beer-wise, are going off the shelf. We'll tell you who, and we'll wrap up the show up until 6 o'clock. One more segment to go on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah. Kiki's got a new photo.
Oh, good.
You ready for this?
Oh. And James Strebel.
Not a lot left to the imagination there. Yes, this is...
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We're making process uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You like that?
Just not
he wants to turn that music off. I know we're making him uncomfortable. Hey, guys, football season is upon us. If you want to get that outdoor setup, maybe the home theater, whatever it may be, you, wherever you watch TV, consume all of that media. If you want to upgrade it and to do so with the best, it's RGB Home Theaters. You can find them online right now, rgbhometheaters.com. They'll obviously price match the big box stores. Get that free estimation today. Free estimate today and see how they can help you. RGBHometheaters.com. They helped us with our new studio build out, 93.9. Your boy Double D loves them, and we too, we do as well. RGBHometheaters.com is the website there. I teased this before the break. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Molson Coors, which is, I guess, a different than Miller Coors, right?
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Is that Canada or something, maybe?
I don't know.
Molson.
They're saying goodbye to the following brands. You ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah.
Milwaukee's Best Premium.
I didn't even know that existed. Okay. I know Milwaukee's Best Light.
The Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor.
I don't think I've heard of that one either.
Little green can.
No,
Process, you ever
that.
Seen a Mickey's?
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Never had a Mickey's?
Never had a Mickey's, no.
Never had a Beast?
I had a Beast,
Milwaukee's
yeah.
Best Premium? Yeah, come on.
So is it different than Milwaukee's Best Light?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's premium, duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never had a Premium. I've had a Beast, though.
Weinhard's Private Reserve?
I don't know.
Keystone Ice.
Oh, no. That's like 8% alcohol.
Keystone Ice is gone.
Oh, man. I used to drink that in college.
Hams Special Light.
No, not Hams.
Hams is gone.
Oh,
that's a
not
shame.
Hams.
Hams is like the cheapest beer you could possibly get at a bar.
It's like $9 for a case.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it
yes,
really
yes,
is
exactly
like $9
what it
for
is.
A case. It's great.
Key Lightful.
I've not heard of that one.
Ice House Edge.
Ice House? They still have Ice House beers?
Magnum, which is also what they called Strebel in high school.
Oh, I thought... you say Magnum, you immediately think of Trojan. That's
yes.
That's
Miller High Life Light.
They made light version of that?
They do. I've had it. It's not bad.
It's already a light beer. Whatever.
No, Miller High Life is different than Miller High Life Light. Those are two different things.
All right, and here's two more. Steel Reserve 211.
I've had that.
Everyone has.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Old English.
I've had that, too.
HG 8000, whatever that means.
Yeah, I've had Old English and Steel Reserve.
How about that?
I mean, it's a little sad. It's a little sad they're doing away with some of those big-time brands. I had, when I was in college, I was at a party, and I was Edward 40 Hands.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when they tape a 40 to each hand.
I know what it is.
Yeah, well, I didn't know Process
did. I don't know what Process well does.
Okay,
I'm well
so
aware.
In one hand, I had a Steel Reserve. In the other hand, I had a Cobra.
Did you get to pick?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
I've never played. I don't know.
I don't know if Process ever put our poll question up from earlier. I don't know if he did.
Oh, about Tim Couch?
Have you ever done Edward Scissorhands at a party, yes or no?
Yeah, Edward 40 Hands.
40 Hands, sorry. Yeah, Process, do you have a hot take on Carson Wentz? We're watching him stretch out there right now.
Yeah.
This bums out 5 to 12
weeks. No, the Eagles
get a
second-round pick. I don't care. I told this on Pratt today. I'd rather have my pride than go see him light it up in Indy. So, you know what? It's fine. It is what it is. They're lucky they got what they got for him, considering he's injury prone and you know
what
not
did they
all
get for
good.
Him? I can't even remember.
So it's a second round pick unless he plays 75% of the snaps, which
right.
he's not going to, or 70% of the snaps, and they make the playoffs. And it's the first.
Well, the thing that was surprising about that, just to give musty takes about Carson Wentz, but it is an Indianapolis story,
yeah.
is people have been like, well, it's a bad day for the Eagles. Like, the Eagles got rid of Carson Wentz because he could not stay healthy.
Right.
So why would you think you would move him and he would play 75% of the snaps, right?
And be healthy all season,
yeah,
something he's never done.
And be healthy enough that you had to know going into it that there was not a great chance that that would happen. I don't know. I can't imagine, Process, they would think the other way on that. That's one of the main reasons you can't keep him around, because he never plays.
Exactly. No, I'm not. The Colts knew what they were signing up for, and I think they thought they could, you know, fix him and,
wait,
and
I don't
everything
know
would work out.
I don't know if they did.
Oh, I believe they did.
I don't know, man.
You don't give up
I
that really... kind of draft capital unless you believe you could fix the guy.
I mean, Jacob Eason's their backup. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, I agree with you, and I don't know how much Carson is paid right now. I know it's a good number. I don't know what it is, but you have to be ready. I mean, you have to have some value there. Do you not?
I would think so. Absolutely.
You got to have somebody there of a little substance. Bit of value. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you can't have too many quarterbacks. I understand that in the NFL. You put your money in one basket and you let it roll. And that's been the issue that the Eagles have been stuck in.
Right.
But, I mean, if I'm the Colts and I know I have a playoff team, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That I have a playoff-level team.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if Jacob Eason is – I mean, I don't know what he's done.
I remember him.
He got drafted, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Or was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago, was it not?
I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Who was the damn Georgia quarterback this past year? It was JT Daniels.
JT Daniels, yeah. He was the Georgia quarterback
this year. It was the guy – JT Daniels was coming off that injury.
Yep.
It was the guy with the big last name. Remember, he was like the seventh string guy at one point on Georgia's roster?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But.
And then JT Daniels, and now Daniels is going to be one of the better quarterbacks. That, you know, people think in the SEC, the country, and everything else.
Eason was taken last year, by the way.
Yeah, that's fourth what round. It would have been, right.
It was. I mean, Jacob Eason even, I mean, he didn't even do that much at Georgia because he transferred from Georgia and then went to Washington. He was fine. But, you know, you've got Carson Wentz and then Jacob Eason. If I'm a Colts fan, that's not striking a lot of confidence.
Look, here's
in
the problem
season.
With the Colts. Is they keep going after Band-Aid quarterbacks. So you had
like
Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers and Carson Wentz.
But
and
they don't think that with Carson Wentz.
They don't think
that,
but that's what it is. It's Band-Aid quarterbacks.
They don't think like we are.
Right.
They're thinking that there is this guy from 4 years ago.
Right.
That not only can they bring that out from 4 years ago, I mean, do the Colts have a bunch of great weapons? That's a different story.
Weapons, no. I mean, everything
that's
not a skill position, the Colts are good at. It's just the running backs. Jonathan Taylor is an all right running back. They have Marlon Mack and Hines.
Yeah.
They're fine. You got like Michael Pittman as your receiver
and
Jack Doyle as your tight end. And Paris Campbell. I mean, you have okay weapons, not great, but everything is not a weapon. The line and the entire defense is very good.
Texas says Steel Reserve and Four Locos got me through college.
Oh, Four Locos. Oh, yeah. That stuff was oof. That was tough.
Texting, how's it looking good looking?
That had to be for like a girl or something.
Texter, those beers are all for the pores.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was drinking a Mickey's.
Yeah. When I was in college, I was drinking stuff
I
like
mean,
that,
nobody
but,
is yes. drinking a damn Mickey's.
Did Diener get access to the text line? Those beers are for the poor.
What's Diener doing right now? What are they?
He's on the golf course.
He's a double dog. Did they leave the golf
They're
course?
They're not at the golf course still. It's 5:40.
They're probably gone.
I mean, they mingled, but I would imagine they're out of there by
I never
then.
Go to these media events. I don't know how people interact.
So who's is it? Blankenbaker, Diener, and who else is it? Double Dog.
Darren Rodgers, maybe?
Darren Rodgers. I could see that, absolutely. Hey, we're leaving the golf course. Double Dogs, boom, get it done.
437-9680. Okay, so there is something that's bothering me today.
Oh.
And it's this. We talked last week, and one of the points that I made last week was, you guys understand that by cheering for Sankey in the SEC,
yes.
I'm taking a left turn here.
Okay.
We're doing sports talk radio.
Right.
That with Sankey, we all cheered him when he bashed the NCAA.
Right.
We all cheer him, right?
Yeah.
As it looks like he's someone that can build something and go after the NCAA. The problem is, he's your new leader.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about that. And one of the things that we said was the 12-team playoff, you're going to be given the 12-team playoff. And there's no doubt in my mind that Greg Sankey was one of the key components, and he was, to get that rolling.
Absolutely, yes.
But now you're going to have to bend the knee even more to the SEC as they go out and get Oklahoma and Texas. So it's like, we're going to give you more. You're going to have more of a chance, But we're still going to dominate the conversation of four teams.
Five teams.
Number we get to as we go on this. And so I got thinking about it over the weekend that is happening again. The Pac-12, along with others, the Big 12, obviously, we'll see what happens with them.
Right.
Are saying, you know what, maybe now since Greg Sankey, and this is the people that are butthurt, not only in the Big 12, since Greg Sankey, our leader in getting the college football playoff expanded, has done so, maybe we need to pause everything.
Story
over the weekend was multiple people saying, you know, maybe we should pause this for a second.
Oh, wow.
This expansion.
All of a sudden.
And, you know, Sankey's like, you know, and Sankey says the things, well, you know, we still need to work together. And, I mean, you just raided the Big 12.
Yeah, we need to work together, okay? But you're
stealing
teams.
Conferences right now are scared bleepless. ACC fans should absolutely be scared bleepless of a couple teams that if they left, the ACC would take a hit, that it would look like the Big 12.
Yeah, absolutely,
In some ways. I mean, yeah, Wake Forest and NC State.
Boston College.
Sure. And some of this stuff. There's a lot of, I mean, there's Syracuse. There's a lot of football, you know, programs there that don't have it going.
No,
okay?
At all, in the least.
Georgia Tech. I mean, we can go through, start lining that up with some of the teams right now that are struggling, that are part of the Big 12 right now. And so Sankey had to come out. And this all was happening, well, I think Saturday, maybe Friday, Saturday, something over the weekend. And I just thought, how much it stinks. Again, you're cheering for Sankey because you want this to happen.
Yeah.
You don't want the Big 12 or somebody in the Big 12 or somebody in the Big 10 or somebody who is butthurt over what is going on right now in the inevitable college football realignment discussion, that I don't want to wait another year.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait on top of whatever the wait was going to be. I don't want to wait 2 years. And like one of the points that was made, and maybe it was Bowlesby, was, well, you know, maybe there's another TV partner involved that's ESPN, and you cannot like ESPN, but there's no place that the college football playoff needs to be than with ESPN and ABC.
Oh, 100%. That's where it was
born. Well, it is the way that it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now with the ESPN quote unquote involvement, how much the people that are butthurt on this are going to stop our enjoyment of a 12-team playoff.
You know what it's
That's
like?
That's the story to watch.
You know what it's like? It's like Greg Sankey is Tony Soprano or like Walter White. He's a bad guy. You don't really like a lot of the things that he does.
But you cheer for him.
But you cheer for him.
Yeah.
And you root for him, and you want him to succeed. That's exactly how I feel about this. There are some things that Greg Sankey's doing that I don't really agree with. I think he's not being upfront and truthful about things. But he maneuvered things exactly the way he needed to. He gave you the nuggets. He gave you the 12-team playoff that we've all been dying for. Everybody wants more college football. Everybody wants to feel like they have a chance. He gave that to you, but then he took something away from you too. He took away Big 12, your two marquee teams, because he's consolidating
power.
Well,
I don't need the Pac-12 or Big 12 saying we need
to.
They're going to have to bend the knee and say, hey, the college football playoff is expanding. And the Pac-12 should push that because they're not getting in any other way.
No, they're not. Did you see
they're
Bowlesby?
They're not getting in.
Did you see Bowlesby backtrack a little bit?
What'd Bowlesby say?
I just saw it on Twitter during the break. But he was asked to give more details on that cease and desist letter that he gave ESPN. And he was like, well, I'm going to keep those things behind closed doors for now. So I think Bowlesby knows he's beat.
Bowlesby exposed on his way out, and I don't know what a good analogy would be. I don't know if you move out of a rental home, you trash the home. Like, I don't know.
Right.
On the way out, he wanted everyone to know this happened. It happened without us knowing.
Yeah.
And other people that are supposed to be in this group of decision makers, Greg Sankey and our television partner, helped do this to us.
Yes.
Like,
wanted people to know that.
Everyone would know.
Right.
That, hey, of course ESPN has a financial interest and there's going to be a renegotiation and all those things. Of course, everyone would assume ESPN, but I'm putting it out there a little bit more than it usually is.
Yeah, I'm going to expose this. I'm not going to go down quietly, but I'm going to
save
that.
Yeah, I'm going to expose this.
I'm going to expose this. And I'm going to show you all exactly how this happened, and I'm not happy about it. But I think at this point, Bowlesby got his shot out there. He knows he's in a situation that he can't win, and now he's going to shut up and just – I don't know. He might still try to fight it or whatever, but it doesn't sound like he has the stomach for it.
Sounds like Jack and Nick Valvano eating hot dogs at Louisville Slugger
Field. It does. It's exactly what it
Process,
like.
I don't know if the Bang energy drinks are wearing off.
No, I'm here. What's up?
Jason Ants texted me and said he left sound. I need to look up if it was in today's folder of Nick Curran.
Oh, Nick Curran sound.
Nick Curran sound.
Well, I like that.
That's all I know.
You can't ever not like Nick Curran sound. It's always delightful.
It's in the mixtape folder 8-6.
No, I got it. Give me a sec. I'm just going to pull it up.
Okay. Okay there, buddy.
He sounds so happy
he
right now.
He does sound happy. Like okay there, buddy.
Happy process.
Go ahead and pull it up.
Okay, then. Yeah, give me a sec.
Give us our 12 teams, Sankey.
Yes, we want our 12 teams.
Get out of the way, Bowlesby.
Bowlesby, shut up.
The guy from Pac-12 that we don't care about. Yeah. Texter, I'm not worried if Florida State and Clemson leave. Okay.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, you should. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, hey, my wife left me and took the house and the Lexus. I'm not worried, though.
But
okay,
I still
buddy.
Have the car.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, have fun.
Not worried.
You have one Sea-Doo that's over there.
Because everyone's...
She has the house and the car in the bank account, and you have a Sea-Doo and a 50-inch LG TV. Shut up.
I at least got these.
Texas says Louisville's not holding up their end of the bargain. Yeah, well, that's fine. They at least have a market.
They do.
Boston College and Wake Forest don't have a market.
Nobody, like, literally nobody cares about Boston College or Wake Forest.
Or Syracuse.
Yes. Louisville has not only a good market, they have a big online presence, and they have great fans. I mean, I yell at them all the time, take shots, but they are very passionate.
Texas, are you guys happy that Garth Brooks was canceled because blank was there?
No, I'm happy Garth Brooks was canceled because I hate everybody who listens to Garth Brooks.
Well, Diener does.
Yeah. You hate
I'm
Diener.
Sorry.
You hate him? Did you ever find the sound, by the way?
Yeah, it's just him moaning.
Good enough.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Yeah, I just don't. Like,
well, give me the moans again.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe you say, no, it's just him moaning. That's what we want, Process. That's what we want at 548.
Oh. Yes.
That's a bad one. What elicits that kind of reaction from Nick Curran? That's what I want to know.
U of L women's basketball.
By the way, I saw the media pick up on Haley Van Litt this weekend. How about
that? Did they?
Yeah.
Is it finally happening?
And here's the thing. I have a buddy who I was like, do you see nationally people are picking up on Jalen Suggs and Haley Van Litt, their relationship?
Yeah, they're a power couple. Yes.
Yeah, especially the NBA draft just happened and, you know, the internet does its thing, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
I had a buddy, had no idea who that was.
He didn't know who Haley Van Litt is?
No idea.
Is it a sports person?
Yeah, he had no idea.
Really?
He had no idea.
But I thought she was going to make more money than everybody.
Well, and I do think she will.
I think she will.
I scolded him.
You should have scolded him.
Can you believe that?
Who Haley Van Litt is. And yeah, this thing with her and Jalen Suggs is going to become more and more of a story. Absolutely. Especially if she, like, how many years does she have left? Was she a sophomore? What is she? I have no idea.
You don't have to give a take.
You can just say
right. That's funny. I mean, you don't have to.
Okay, you don't have to. I will give a take. I had a take. I will give it.
Hey, Process, Mina Kimes of ESPN thinks that the Colts need to go with Marcus Mariota instead of Nick Foles. They need to call the Raiders. How about that?
I mean, I tend to agree. I'd rather have Marcus Mariota than Nick Foles because Nick Foles only works in Philly. At least Marcus Mariota, you know he's not going to work and you're not paying him the same as Nick Foles. So, yeah, I could buy it.
You could buy that? Yeah, but the problem is Derek Carr is going to get injured.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
And he's also going to be basically Baker Mayfield, just 5 years older. I mean, they're the
same guy.
Baker Mayfield's better than
Derek Carr.
Yes,
not.
He is. Yes, he is.
Look, I'm touting your Browns as winning the AFC North Super Bowl. Just let let me make you understand. Baker Mayfield is not the reason they're going to win the NFC North. It's literally everybody else on the team.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, but he's better than Derek Carr.
No, they're the same guy.
They're not the same.
They're the same guy.
No, they're not. One's been to playoff games and won playoff games. The other hasn't. And he's just not very good.
They're both very all right quarterbacks. They're kind of tools, but, you know, and they're not going to get you very far. They're going to need the rest of the team to get you far. They're the same guy. It's okay. Take the L. They're the same guy.
I'm not taking the L here. There's not an L. Baker Mayfield's better than Derek Carr.
No.
And 99% of people that pay attention to football would tell you the same thing.
I'm happy to be in the 1%.
Okay, you be the 1%. And you live in your high.
What did that one guy say? I think
NFL
I'm the smartest
snobbiness.
Guy in the room. He's right. I am the smartest guy in the room. What can I say?
When it comes to this. No, okay.
By the way, Kentucky's Media Day is coming up this Friday. They just sent
Friday.
The email out.
Oh.
I was wondering when.
Well, how about
why don't
that?
You go up there?
You
know what? That's what we're going
to
do.
I don't
do.
Have anything to do Friday.
You want to go up there?
I can go up there on Friday. I have nothing to do on a Friday.
From 10 a.m. until noon.
I could do that.
If I go up there and we meet up there.
Yes.
Okay. We're done at noon.
Okay.
We head over to KS Bar.
Yeah.
And then we come back. How does that sound?
I think it sounds good.
Does that sound like a Friday?
I would love to do that. Yes.
How about that?
Let's do it. I'm all for it. I would love to do that. You know what? Let's go. I'm ready.
Ready to do interviews?
I'm ready to do interviews.
You want to do interviews?
I want to do interviews. Yes, I want
to
do interviews.
So if I bring a mic and we do all this, I need to bring some sort of pole or stick. Like, I need an extender.
Like a
process. You ever needed an extender? Like at the shore?
Like a selfie stick.
Yeah, I need like a selfie stick. Because
I'm so afraid to answer any of these questions. They sound very ridiculous.
You need boom mics or mic stands because you're going to be socially distanced from the players.
Right, right. And it's not going to be that scrum that we normally see where you have
right.
like.
You're not going to be in the face. You're going to be a few you know, feet back. 6 feet back or whatever.
So if I'm interviewing Christopher Rodriguez.
Right, what would you ask him? C-Rod.
Oh,
what would you
man.
Ask C-Rod?
Yeah, I'd have to think about it.
Come on, right now. C-Rod was right here. He walked into the living room. He said, what? What would you do? Come on.
If I would say.
Are you going to win the Heisman? Freddie Maggard said you were going to win the Heisman.
Over under 1,500 yards. What are you looking at?
1,500
yards. He's 1,000 yard back. Over under 1,500 yards. C-Rod this season. That's what I'd ask him. That's exactly what I'd ask him. Damn right. He's going to be awesome this year.
How can we dress him up for this?
I'll wear big blue.
You'll wear
stuff.
You'll wear all big
oh,
blue.
Yeah.
Holy
oh,
blue.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you damn well better
be
believe it.
In.
Actually,
I'm
you gotta
hat.
Wear. Is there a version of those Cleveland Browns football pajama pants you have for like UK? Because you
he
gotta
does.
Wear those.
I do. Yeah,
he
I
does.
Have them.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
gotta
how much
wear
those.
Those. And a pullover, and maybe a hat.
I'll have the hat. I'll have the polo. I'll do the polo, the hat, the cargo shorts.
No, you got to wear the pajama pants. You got to out
outside.
Johnny Huang, okay?
Here's the other thing besides this, and I'll look through this to see if – here we go. Kentucky, because I was going to bring this up for Louisville.
Yeah.
Kentucky, individuals who are fully vaccinated are not required to wear masks in campus outdoor spaces or inside non-UK healthcare campus buildings.
All right, so they're doing, if you're vaccinated, you can be maskless.
Yeah, if you're unvaccinated,
okay.
you need a mask.
I agree with that.
You need a mask,
yeah,
okay?
I'm in total agreement with that.
You're good with that, then.
I am very good with that, yes, absolutely.
That passes the Strebel
it
test.
It passes the Strebel test.
Did you see what U of L said?
What did U of L say? No.
We are requiring media members attending the press conference to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, wow, so you have to show your vax card.
Please present your vaccination card before entering the press area. Media members not vaccinated will not be permitted into the press box, but will still be able to access the press conferences via video using the stream that they use.
Sure.
How about that?
I mean, it's fair if that's what they want to do.
How about that?
I understand.
So that's stronger than what Kentucky's doing.
It is, and I'm surprised by that, honestly. I'm surprised that they're stronger than Kentucky. But I'm okay with whatever these institutions want to do, that they feel safe and whatever they want. I'm okay with it. I'm fully vaxxed, so I could be without a mask on Friday. Oh, it's going to be great. I hope we do this.
Well, if you want to go, I can set – this is not difficult
I would like
to
go.
Set up.
No, I would love to
go. Yeah, but if it's one of those things, if you're going to go, you kind of got to go.
I will go. No, I am going.
You would be our representative.
Yes, I have nothing to do on Friday. I will go. I will.
10 a.m. to noon, I'm just looking down through it here. You want to hit up KSR Bar, though?
I can hit up KSR Bar, absolutely. You got to stop at KSR Bar if you're up there.
What do you get at the KSR Bar?
I don't know. I got to look at the menu. Probably a little chicken wing. That's what I'd go with. Because I could eat a lot of chicken. Not a lot, but I can eat chicken wings.
You can't eat anything anymore.
The meat on the chicken wing bone isn't as, you know, meaty as like on a steak or a burger or something. If you get what I mean.
Bonus says we got to take a break. Do you have anything for the bonus hour?
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's almost done. It's 5:56.
I got all kinds of stuff from the bonus hour.
All right, because usually every producer I have had has been cursing right now as the bonus hour is not ready to go.
Here's the thing. It's because I loaded the bonus hour myself. So the only person I can curse is, like, myself.
Is yourself, yeah. So, well, given that you've been on the board for every show but Bob's.
Yeah.
So, and you'll do a similar thing tomorrow. So, how about that?
Oh, hey, I'm excited. Hey, anytime I could ruin the listener's day for 8 hours, I'll take it.
All right. So, we're getting out of here today, accomplishing very, very little. Bonus hour is coming up next. Scotty D over on 93.9 at 7 o'clock. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.